Sam Henrik along with Connor Brown. And Matthias Janmark, the wingers who have opened the scoring in each of the last two games.
I just think the energy in here is incredible. So the Oilers trying to build off of that and before the Panthers trying to stay alive through.
Oh, Draisaitl testing Bobrovsky. Here is Janmark working his way out for the shot that Bobrovsky stops and holds. Matthias Janmark talked about the team being more confident when they do get backed up in their own zone. And there's a high stick on Perry, who flung the hand back but doesn't get a call. McDavid trying to slide it through for Hyman. And Hyman will cycle it down. Nugent Hopkins to McDavid. Up top, Bouchard. Kicked away by Bobrovsky. McDavid on him. Ekholm, Bouchard. Here's Evan Bouchard. In! And that stopped him. Bobrovsky holds on. Sam Reinhart played for Chris Knobloch with a goofy ice in his first year of junior. In fact, as a 15-year-old played along with his brother. Here's Draisaitl working in. Leon Dreisaitl in front. Scores! Warren Fogle.
Welcome to the series. A turnover just outside the offensive line for the Florida Panthers. And how about this saucer? Fogle fights through the block of Ekblad, gets in. Draisaitl keeps it alive. And then, as he's done so many times, just an absolute perfect pass. Saucer that lays flat. Fogle gets it up into the top half.
Get their second unit out. And Connor Brown has checked in. Over the line comes Tkachuk. Tkachuk into the slot. Tarasenko's shot rejected. Here comes McDavid. In with Draisaitl and Hyman after the successful kill. Bouchard right on. Rebound steered past McDavid. Hyman with the lane. Here's Zach Hyman curling. Dropping it. Bouchard fakes. Now shoots. And it's blocked by a sprawling play in front. Cousins there. Quick shot by Nugent Hopkins. Mitchell Perry with a game winner in game five, as he did in overtime of game five of the 2020 Stanley Cup final. Broberg a shot, puckered away by Bobrovsky, who played in game six of the Stanley Cup final and scored 12 years ago. Kulikov, Reinhart gives it back. Ekman Larson shooting. And that threw a screen. Skinner stopped it. Rotate, Bouchard, corner for Nugent Hopkins. Back up top, Bouchard, Draisaitl fired that. Short side stop by Bobrovsky.
Period. But game three in this building, it was the Florida Panthers that scored 3 in 6:19 to take that game over
in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Shot attempts 24-12. Here is Janmark. He's got Henrik in. Scores!
Side, the defender pinching in deep as Forsling, and nobody realized that behind are two Edmonton Oilers. Janmark does a great job of staying onside and getting that puck, and another saucer beautifully taken by Henrik. Watch the little delay just to get control of it. It bounces for a second. He goes past the blocker. Pressure at one end, missed assignment, and it's right back in the back of the net at the other.
How about that third line? They've done it again. Here's a chance the other way. Scores! Return fire from Alexander Barkov at the 56-second mark, so 10 seconds later.
Wow. Oh, man, is that razor thin. So Chris Knobloch...
Almost need the overhead here, don't you?
Oh, boy. You can see Reinhart, the timing of it, but how about Florida bouncing back so quickly? One great save there. Video crew has made their decision, and so they are going to challenge it.
Yep.
Edmonton is challenging the play to determine if it was offside prior to the goal.
And because there was no icy or offside called, it has to be definitive.
Chris Rooney has the verdict.
After video review, at 19:09, the play was offside, no goal.
Swing it in front, but it slides onto the stick to Verhaeghe, and he'll move down into the Oilers zone, into the middle, hands it off, and Skinner's got that. Drysdale trying to turn back against Ekblad. Up top, Drysdale, an assist, a shot, a rebound. Hyman tried to get a stick on that. Montour will take over and start back. Reinhardt ahead at center, back to Montour, got Lundell with him. That shot flagged down again, across for Ekblad. He shot wide, looking for a ricochet, but Bouchard there, unable to clear. Forsling left down, and they're going to...
When your forwards aren't getting your offense going.
And Stenlund wins the draw. Ekman Larson, another one. Rebound! Oh, it's hit wide! What a chance for Lundell! Verhaeghe to Tkachuk and back. Up top, Ekman Larson, who scored in the last game. And a thread of true in front. They walk away at it. And the Oilers find it. Don't clear. Kept in. Great keep by Ekman Larson. Skinner to stop. Up off the ledge and down for Tarasenko. Look for Rodriguez. Back to Lundell. Anton Lundell moves in. He's shot. And that'll be handled by Skinner. And the chicken wing that one. Face off one. Forsling shoots. Wide of the net. Here's Cousins putting it in front of the net, and it's cleared. Henrique dumps it, but gave it out of the box. Carrying past Brown, kept in though. Another good piece of work by Yandler, because he took a swipe at that, and Bobrovsky has to cover. Another face-off won by McDavid. Ekholm shot right on, the rebound.
Coffey at 25. Al MacInnis was the Conn Smythe Trophy winner in 89, and he had 24.
Here's a chance. Barkov kicked away. Tough stop by Skinner.
His captain, a little pat on the head. A two-on-one developing. Look at Barkov, the no-look shot. He's trying to sell that he's going to pass this over. Never even looks at the net when he takes the shot. And
there's a big hit on the forecheck. Back to Forsling shooting. Traffic in front. Knocked away. Good stick by Bouchard. It comes out. Breaks for it. Zach Hyman in the express lane.
Traffic in front of the Edmonton net, and then it's a block shot. You've got all those bodies up deep, and it's Zach Hyman shot out of the cannon, forehand backhand up and under. He knew he had pressure. He knew he had to create a little bit of separation. The pressure was coming, and it went underneath the arm. This has been a busy building with the concert last night and the turnover to this tonight.
McDavid, Hyman, Nugent, Hopkins start. The Oilers have won 21 of 40 faceoffs so far in this game. There's a hit along the boards, but Barkov to work in, scores! What a beautiful goal by Alexander Barkov that gets Florida on the board early.
Oh boy, does it ever. And a couple of things, you just energize the Florida bench. A chance to clear the zone, and instead it's kept in, and how about patience here? In front of the net there, it's Kulak goes down instead of with an active stick. Just get your stick and don't allow Barkov to come across the net. Barkov plays it perfectly, gets Skinner going down, and then has great patience.
Pittsford extra tackle, net empty. Puck stays in. Now the Oilers try to get after it. Drysdale backhands it to the line. Still loose. Clean away. Here's McLeod. Empty net. Stanley Cup final.
You know, back in 1990, a great teammate, Mark Lamb, always said, everybody ropes, everybody rides. How about a guy like McLeod? He had gone one goal in 34 games, and now suddenly, when it's mattered the most, to make a difference, and McLeod has done that in these last four games.
There's Tkachuk trying to get it back, and rolled in behind, Skinner clear, down the ice, there's another. No doubt now. They were 2-9-1. They were 0-3. And they will Monday night play a one-game showdown for all the marbles and the Stanley Cup.